Dum 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 shop sketch crap. This is the part of the show where I pimp my stuff on the internet. Hey, Brandon.
Yes, sir.
When you want to go and buy stuff on the internet that features stuff that I made here on the channel where I make the sketchcraft stuff, where would you go?
Well, when I want to shop for sketchcraft stuff, I just go to shopsketchcraft.com.
Oh, that's amazing. Hey, I got a question. If you have no money because you spent it, like, I don't know, on unnecessary surgeries, right?
Oh, yes. Yep.
What else could you do to support shopsketchcraft.com?
I'm sure I could comment, share, and like all the things on your YouTube channel.
There's a YouTube channel?
There is a YouTube channel.
That's where we're at now. Wow.
Live.
Oh my God, we're live. That means
We are
whatever I say
live.
right, we're live now. This whatever I say
Yes.
now is what happens now on the YouTube channel.
Correct.
Well,
And it's on the internet forever.
for all those people out on the podcast that don't know I even have a YouTube channel, now you know. And you can find that at sketchcraft.net. But before you go there, do check out shopsketchcraft.com just to see if I have something up. Don't have anything right now, but I might in the future. Pretty cool, huh? That's pretty cool. Let's get to the show. Brought to you by caffeine and the sweet sounds of Brandon's suffering. Oh, there. I heard it. I heard it again. We have a sponsor. Mega Tears. Hey, Brandon, welcome to the Sketchcraft Weekly Podcast. Glad you could be here.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Remember, you asked for this.
I did. I did for some odd reason. I was like, "Hey, let's." I miss the torture. I'm a
What's amazing
glutton
is
for punishment.
this is the second time I've got you to ask to do a podcast. Remember the first time I cut it out and you were like, "I really miss the podcast. I really miss it." That was actually right after you'd gone to the internet and asked a bunch of people on your Facebook if they would support you making a podcast. And what did they say?
Of course, we love you, Brandon.
Or crickets. That might have been what happened.
Usually,
Sounds great.
and people were coming up to me at various events and they were calling me the other guy. That was then I was like, oh yeah, that's me. I'm the other guy. And
You stopped going
then
to
we stopped
events.
doing the cast, and then I was started being known as Mega Potato and Taters and round and pretty tater tot and all that good stuff that I am, so
Okay.
I gave in. I gave in.
Yeah, and then you asked to come back again for the second time, and then here you are.
It's a bad relationship, but I can't get out of it. I just
Understandable.
keep coming back to sketchcraft.com.
Understandable. So what's up, everybody? We actually did this in a week. I'm impressed with myself.
I almost didn't make it. I almost died this week and didn't show up for the podcast. I
Yeesh.
mean, it's a
Yeah.
bit of exaggeration, but it's
So
close.
to recap, what happened last week? What did you plan on doing last week on the previous podcast that I warned you about doing?
Multiple things, one being a 5K.
So you went to go do a five last podcast. Let's set it up, Brandon. Tell the story. So last podcast, previously on Sketchcraft.
I was saying I was gonna do a 5K with my lovely, beautiful wife, and we were signed up through her work, so her work has a nice little charity thing for it. And I went to that, as you could hear in my voice, I went to that, and then I also, following that, went to a fantasy football draft at Buffalo Wild Wings, and then after that, I went to my brother's house for physical therapy. So all through the day, I was interacting with various thousands of peoples, and I ended up getting sick, which I'm just now kind of over. I still need to probably get a good night's sleep tonight, and maybe by tomorrow I'll be better. But you could hear it in my voice and my throat. It's still a little It's in there still. So
that's what she said.
Yes, so. Rob was right, everyone.
I told you. I warned. See, actually, what I said exactly, because I went back and re-listened to the whole episode.
Of course.
Because that's what I do.
Yes, of course.
Someone's setting off fireworks. Oh, that's right. There's a big fireworks show down the street. So, so I said previously, on Sketchcraft, I warned you about making veiled threats to die, and if you're really going to die on me, you should just get on with it. And then you almost died.
And then I got sick.
But you still didn't pull it off, so here we are.
No.
Which, I'll be honest, I enjoy making fun of you and not so much your wife, so we'd be kind of up a shit creek if you kicked it. No one to make fun of enough on the podcast.
There you go.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's the secret sauce, Brandon. Your misery.
Yay! There's plenty of it.
Two part shame, one part self-loathing.
Well, mix in a cup and take a shot.
Anyone in the chat room?
In the chat room, we have Hector and Armando.
Oh, hey. Friends of the show.
Mm-hmm. Not quite healthy. Just a update. I am 13 weeks post-surgery. Still doing my... Yes, finally.
I'm so finally. Proud of you, girl.
I went through with it. Yes, girl. Awesome. Yes. You know, I think I said this on the cast before, but I did make that joke when my surgeon walked in. He goes, "Y'all ready?" I'm like, "You're gonna make me a beautiful woman, aren't you?" And you know, he laughed pretty hard at that. He's like,
"And then he proposed."
Yep. And then I wish he would have get some of that surgeon money. Hell yeah, I'd make him a happy wife.
Well, at least a discount card.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, 13 weeks post-surgery, even so now, I just got home about 10 minutes before the cast from the gym doing rehab, which is stretches, foam rolling, using a 2-pound weight just to make movement in my arms, things like that. So it's getting there. It's not quite, it's going to be another couple, probably about 4 more weeks to 10 weeks before it's the biceps fully healed. But
4 to 10 more episodes of making fun of you.
And then stops, right? I mean, yeah, well, now there'll be other reasons to make fun of me. Just make fun of me for that.
Oh, woo, woo.
And to answer Hector's question, or anyone who's just now joining the Sketchcraft lovely family, I took a nasty fall. My arm bent backwards below the elbow, and I tore my bicep. And I didn't know I tore my bicep. And I went a couple weeks just doing normal activities as far as work, volleyball, and lifting with a torn bicep. And then eventually I went to a surgeon. He's like, "We need to get you in surgery like now." So 2 days after that, I had surgery. So to catch you up, Hector, and anyone listening, I tore my bicep, not at the gym, but on a freak fall, which means accidents can happen at any time. Huh. That's it. That's it.
I'm so happy I get to hear the story for the 50th.
How was your week, Rob? How was your week?
I live for hearing about your how you hurt your arm every day. I wonder what time today will I get to savor the moments of when Brandon hurt himself, and you know, shocking, had to get surgery. So what did I do today? Well,
this week. Yeah.
I'm successfully on my new work cycle. So.
Oh, you're on your cycle.
Oh, we're doing this, are we, Brandon? There's not gonna be much of a show. You can only do.
No.
I've already expanded those points. That's it. It doesn't work. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Let's not make this a joke into every line here. Okay. It's gonna get old. So this week I had to move my schedule over. So I wake up around noon. Have room to do commissions or random house stuff, and then I get to work around this time straight through till 5 a.m. So, and
right. So when you say you sleep till noon, it's not like Rob's being lazy and like going to bed at like 10 and waking up at noon. No, Rob's up till early in the morning.
I go to sleep between 5:45 and 6 o'clock a.m. and I'm up around 12, between 12 and 1, give or take. You know, some days you need 6 hours, some days you need 7. So I don't, but by 1 o'clock I'm out and back at it. It's just because we had to get the floor fixed up, you know, this week and finished up. So they finally got that done, which, you know, it's nice to not have random dudes in your house every fucking day. You know what I mean? You always wonder, like, I wonder what, you know, is it going to be a criminal or a professional today? Which one?
Right.
You know? So luckily everyone that came over was pretty good. But that's where I'm at. And then I have to go and tell all my clients, you know, like, hey, so, you know, I don't work on this until the middle of the night.
Right. So,
that is the fun part about working from home is you just tell people, I don't work on this until the middle of the night. That's how it goes.
And they're pretty cool about that. They don't ever like.
Well, they're cool with it. They just, they're not paying me. I'm not an employee.
Right. It's not like you clock in on their schedule.
I think, Brandon, when you're younger, you like bend over backwards to always be available.
Yes.
What I've learned is when you're always available, that means that, you know, you're basically always working, and I'm not being paid to always work.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'll go work on other stuff, but, you know. So what I try to do is if I'm clocking a client in at, I don't know, let's just say 8 hours. Let's say I'm giving a client 6 hours a day of my time. I always give myself an extra hour of that day. Like I'll invest an extra hour of buffer time because, you know, you're not really always working the straight six, you know? So, mm-hmm. And that's just what I've done. But the trade-off is that I don't fuck around with those times, you know? So I don't do any more than that. That way I never feel guilty, you know, like, ah, oh, you know,
right.
I mean, I kind of, you know, like it ends that problem. So, but that, no, everyone's really good about it. So it's working out well. What else this week? Game Cave stuff.
Worked on some Knuckles, the Knuckle piece commission.
I'll be done with the character this around tomorrow or so, or Sunday.
Nice.
And then during the week, I got to do the background, which is the tedious part.
Did you already do Tails, or you still got to do Tails?
Nah, I still got to do Tails.
Oh, okay.
Well, I lost a week or two due to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I came back from the wedding, hey, my other clients got shit backed up.
So went to Mike's wedding in Seattle, a friend of the podcast.
Yeah, Mike and Mara. So that was fun. Learned I really like Moscow Mules, but I had to find a sugar-free option because those are 50 carbs. So, and I did. I found a good sugar-free ginger beer, and I had one of those tonight. And you know what else I learned, Brandon? Can't have a Moscow Mule before the podcast. So I've been drinking coffee and watching Teen Titans Go for an hour.
Get you pumped up.
To get myself prepared to hang out with you. And yeah, I just had to be in the mood to talk.
Night, Luke. Luke in the chat room saying he's got to go to sleep now. Good night, y'all. Night, Luke. Hey, thanks for being on for a couple minutes. And I'm going to screw this up, so I'll say the last part. Kong tells me to get well.
Yeah, get well. Or don't. Right. Either way, we'll talk about it.
Do you like Teen Titans Go, or you just watch it because it's got a fast pace and it's funny?
I think I like its pace. I like that it's funny. It's well written.
Mm-hmm.
So what I always do with people is I always start off with the episode where they watch themselves and realized there was a cooler version of themselves.
Oh, yes.
So I was showing my wife this, and I always start there because I just find, like, that's the best way to start that show. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know.
Where it's like, oh, did people love this? And they're like, oh, yeah, people love this version of us.
So I know we're speaking sort of in between. Why don't you explain people what I'm talking about, the premise?
Okay, yeah. Teen Titans Go is the newest cartoon of Teen Titans. Teen Titans used to have a different cartoon where it was a lot more, I won't say realistic, but it was a little bit grittier, more serious. It didn't have the fun and the jokes that Teen Titans Go has. It was more like a WB animated movie like most of them are, most shows are. Now and then Teen Titans Go, they completely flipped the script. They got Dan Hip as the art director, who has a very, very unique, cool style. I like Dan Hip a lot. I follow him on Instagram, and the style just goes with the show. It's more I don't want to say kid friendly, it's more animated, more eccentric, more expressive. There's more jokes, there's more goofiness, and they know what they are. They don't try to be anything else than their goofy, funny self. You know, there's many episodes where they like tease at themselves that we should go fight crime, and they're like, nah, that's not what we do. you know, let's go have a pie eating contest, stuff like that. So it definitely took a turn, you know, different style. And they even made an episode where they say that, you know, they're showing their older versions and they're like, well, why did that end? Didn't people love that? And like Robin's like, oh, people loved it. Why don't we keep doing that? Because we just don't, you know. So just they make fun of themselves enough and they're very aware of what they are and what they're not. And it's just, it works
well, to
for
the
them.
Point where this episode, so they got a villain who kind of looks like, you know, it's a little bit of that Jack Black kind of like character. And he's like, hey, you guys are in a TV show and you used to be in a better show. And he shows them the actual show. Right. Teen Titans, the actual intro, and they actually show the original ending of that show where it was kind of a cliffhanger. And they're like, what? That's how it ends? And they make fun of the fact that it never really ended properly and that show right. was way cooler and that they suck. And he even tells them that about the fourth wall and they stop and talk to the audience. So I always find it's a great clip to get into. And then we watch the one where about appearances. And how it's a Starfire puts on makeup for the first time and her face is all like covered like a Joker villain. And right. Robin's like, no, man, it's on the inside that counts. And then he's like, well, if it's on the inside, Beast Boy goes, so if it's about the inside that counts, then how do you pick out your pants? And he goes, well, I take them out to dinner. And he like goes on a dinner with his pants and, he's sitting there, and he literally reaches over and with the crotch has it talk to himself like blah, 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 blah. And my wife is just like, what the hell? Like I was like, this is hilarious, right? So I bring it up because I sat down to watch the new Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon that the internet flipped its shit over a couple months ago when the first trailer came out. Now I sent you the first episode, right?
Correct.
So, you watched the first episode, right, Brandon?
Mm-hmm, I did.
And I fell asleep around the 12-minute mark. I can't. And I was like, is it just the Moscow Mule? You know, is this 3 ounces of vodka really do that to me? So, for to gander check, to check to see if that was the truth, I went and put on Donnie versus Raph. Do you know what Donnie versus Raph is, Brandon?
I want to say it was a YouTube clip, but where the people were in the suits, but I could be wrong.
No, a couple years ago, a few years ago, Nickelodeon did a bunch of small shorts during Comic-Con.
Okay.
Animated 2D shorts. My guess is they were trying to figure out what to do with the next Turtles cartoon. Mm-hmm. And one of them was Donnie versus Raph. It was written by Yoann Vasquez. The creator of
Invader Zim. Yes. You sent me this. Okay, yes. Now I remember. Yes.
So that's 2D. That's goofy. It's got a lot of humor. And I went back and watched it and couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
So why did I fall asleep with Rise of the Teenage Mutant Turtles but couldn't stop laughing with Donnie versus Raph? Do you know the answer, Brandon?
I would say, for me, being such a huge TMNT fan, I just didn't find no connection to these turtles, these ones right here. Like usually in the different versions, I'll find some kind of connection or thing I like, that maybe it's their brotherhood together or the look or the attitude or something that I catch on to that I like about it. And this one, there was nothing. I was just watching. I'm like, this is just like radioactive geckos on steroids doing stuff. It just didn't grab me. And I mean, I like kid stuff. Like I'm an adult and I watch all kind of Teen Titans Go, anime. I watch kid stuff. I do. I'm a giant kid. And this one just, I didn't care. And it's not even like, I liked April's design because she was closer to the original comic book design.
It's 2D animated. It was animated well.
Right. It wasn't generic turtles to me.
The writing is extremely generic. When I say generic, it's like they took the humor of Donnie versus Raph and they just watered it down to just above Muppet Babies level. Like wherever Muppet Babies is, this is just, and like every character has to have a joke. It's like they're trying to push jokes. Remember when I told you a few minutes ago, if you rewind the sketchcraft, Brennan. Okay. I was warning you that if you try to end every comment with a zinger, you know, it's too many zingers. It loses.
You turn into the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. What's the Big Bang Theory?
Big Bang.
Oh, what's oh the Big Bang? I don't like that show.
Where there's a laugh track after everything they say.
Yeah. Oh,
Ridge.
Now I know the internet got an uproar because of the designs of the show. Now I'm gonna say this: I was looking at the animation style. Now the designs of the turtles really kind of feel more like the. This is unfair to the cartoon, but it does feel more like the Ninja Turtles concert. Remember the Coming Out of Our Shell
tour? Oh yeah, I went to it.
This is not that bad, but it's close. But I think the art style actually reminds me of Jim Lawson's TMNT. Do you remember Jim Lawson's TMNT?
Uh-huh, yep.
Yeah, and so if you guys just type in Jim Lawson. Matter of fact, why don't I just go to the Cintiq right now?
Mm-hmm.
1 second. I'll click Cintiq, put on Little Bros, and then we can click here. This is Jim Lawson's TMNT right here on the YouTube channel. And if we type in Rise of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles into images, it's not that far from it. And the reason why I bring it up is if you look at the, I used to call this the mistletoe design. So if you look at Jim Lawson's art, it used to do this mistletoe thing where it like point down, point down, point down, point down, point down, point, point, mm-hmm. Really point. It missed like a mistletoe.
Right.
Not my favorite version of Ninja Turtles, Brandon. Like, when I say not my favorite version, by a long shot. Jim Lawson actually did do pencils on one of my favorite Turtles books, but it was over Kevin Eastman's breakdowns, and that was the adaptation of the first Ninja Turtles movie.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go TMNT adaptation comic, let's see, images, we can get a scan here. Yeah, so you can see here, it's definitely more Kevin Eastman-y. It's a little hard to see there, but that's the Kevin Eastman cover. Where's more interior than that? No, that's not it. This is definitely it. So, like, you can even see here. But it was definitely more Kevin's. I'm not a big fan of the mistletoe look, man. This was the... He was the main artist on when Mirage relaunched this in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they killed Splinter, like, around issue 4 or 5 or some shit like that. I'm not a fan of this. This is not my thing, man. Like, I'm just... It's not my thing. So, I don't...
Just...
Look at... Look, it's pretty much... A current version of that.
Mm-hmm. And Hector says it looks too much like the movie Turtles to him, which, yeah, it does. Especially Raph, who looks like the Hulk. That's crazy. I don't know why he's so damn huge of a
right
brawler.
Here
but
isn't Donnie versus Raph, but I would have accepted this too, this animation version, you know, looking at them. So I just felt the writing, though, was just not, it's just not my thing. It's just very generic. So it's a shame. It's a shame I was falling asleep, man. I really wanted to give this the benefit of the doubt, but it did not do much for me. It's a shame.
And they get powers later on.
They get powers.
You know, they get powers. They get if you get towards the end, they get these like mystic powers, since the episode is called Mystic Mayhem. Like, let's say Leonardo's swords will do this weird techno design on it, and then it'll start to turn into electricity. Things like that, where their weapons become electrically, mystically mm-hmm. charged, so they have superpowers basically, and they can open up. Michelangelo opens up a portal at the end with his finger. He does this weird design on the wall, and it opens up a portal so they can escape. So it looks like this whole series they'll have mystic powers. So you have Ninja Turtles plus the mystic power version of them, which I can understand for like an episode or two, but
I like Ninja Magic and I like Big Trouble in Little China, but you know, whatever this is, clearly they're just doing something different with it. And so it's not for me. Like, I gave it a shot, folks. I really tried. I really, however, I'm going to cut back to this. Where is it? Oh, here we go. This is a clip from Donnie versus Raph. This is a little screenshot. That's hilarious. So I like me some cartoony turtles, man. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like right there. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Super exaggerated, over the top, but it's still cool, you know? It's got the little bandages on his shell and shit.
Yeah. So I'm all for, I just Donnie versus Raph. At least they'll never take that one away from me, Brandon.
It's there forever.
I guess that first episode is called Mystic Mayhem, so there you go.
Yep. They get their
Yeah.
powers at the end.
There you go. So let me knock those two out. You want to pick another topic, Brandon?
Let's talk about the new Predator trailer for the Predator movie coming out here.
This is about the alien predator.
The new mega ultimate super giant killer predator. So assuming most people have seen the trailer for it, and if you haven't, I will describe it in my own point of view. Yes, now the predators are not enough. Now there is super evolved predators that hunt the regular predators, and the super giant predators are these massive creatures of destruction, and they have CGI crazy dogs like in the first Hulk movie. And they come to Earth to hunt regular predators who are hunting regular humans.
Sounds
So
legit. Can't wait.
that's what I got from
What? Love the first Hulk movie. Does he look like a Cabbage Patch doll?
Not as bad. Not as bad as Eric Bana's face plastered on a giant green troll. But the CGI to me, just in the trailer, looks horrible. And then you got these superpower dogs coming in. And every scene in the trailer looks like someone's just getting stabbed repeatedly with blood splatter everywhere. So at least you know there will be tons of stabbing.
Just like
So if
my
you like
eyeballs,
stabbing,
right? Just like
yeah.
my eyeballs.
I mean, you saw the trailer. What is, does it look like anything worth seeing to you? I mean, does it?
No, man, but I'll be honest. I only like the first Predator movie, and even then, that's kind of through the lens of, it's got a lot of 80s-ness to it, right? So, the only way I didn't, the Predators, the one that Robert
Robert
Rodriguez
Rodriguez.
directed, was all right,
At least it was like gritty, realistic jungle warfare. I
It was
mean,
all right, yeah. It was all right. But not like, oh my God, like it's not like the Raid in which there's a predator stuck in the building with him. Like, so it's like,
But I like, see, I like the whole Adrian Brody, I think that's his name, right? The main guy from that one. I liked him as the main hero because he looked like a soldier. Like if I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm like, this guy isn't ins I mean, most there's a lot of soldiers that are ripped like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but like seeing that more like smaller guy kind of just trying to be more clever in the jungle, I kind of like that. I like that whole gritty. He's not like some giant massive dude. He's got to be smart about it. I liked it. It wasn't like my favorite movie, but I mean, it wasn't as bad as this one looks, the new one. So, which I like the new one too. It's got the guy from Logan, Boyd something or Lloyd Brolin. I don't know his name, but the guy from Logan with the robotic hand, the Reaver guy, which I like him. He was cool in Logan.
I
I'm not. I don't
think
know where I'm going with that,
there's,
but.
I mean, I've said it before. I sort of feel like whatever Shane Black, the director and writer of this, was doing, I sort of feel like him and Fred Decker co-wrote this, and they also co-wrote and Fred Decker directed a movie called The Monster Squad in the 80s. And that was about a movie in which it had all the major Universal monsters teamed up to take over the world, and some kids had to defeat them. And I sort of feel like, if you made a sequel to Monster Squad where the military had access to all the major monsters and they tried to make a super monster from all those monsters, you would get a predator, right?
Right.
So every time I watch these trailers, I keep thinking, I wonder if this was originally a sequel to Monster Squad where they took the DNA. And if you think about the predator, and you go, okay, he looks like the creature of the Black Lagoon,
Right.
right? He has a lot of the same characteristics as the Wolfman.
True.
He can turn invisible, like the Invisible Man. I think he eats blood, right? He's cleaning skulls and shit. I mean,
It doesn't quite say, but yeah.
right? Dracula. He can technically fly, Because
Keep
he's
it
got a
going, keep it going.
spaceship. He's got the strength of Frankenstein. Right? So
True.
I sort of feel like the Predator is almost like if you, but this, I mean, what do you do? Like, if you were like, say, It was like, Brandon, you got to make a Predator movie. We got this license, got to make it. I mean, where do you stick the Predator that could equal the size? Okay, so the first movie you had Arnold Schwarzenegger. You just saw an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. That was the whole point to going to a Predator film in the 80s, was like, it's just Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was like this larger than life action hero. And so when they have to go up against some kind of creature that's killing everybody, like all these major dudes, Jesse Ventura, Apollo Creed, like whatever, like it's killing all the guys you know. You're like, fuck, like this is crazy. So what do you do now? How do you get that kind of sense of something like that danger? I don't know. Like, what environment do you stick him in? Do you stick him in the? They stuck him in a city in Predator 2. That didn't work out too well. And Aliens versus Predators, they were in the Mayan frozen temples. That didn't work out too well. What was Requiem? Where were they in Requiem? I couldn't get past the
They
Predator
were
planet.
in a small town. They were in a
Small
small
town,
town, which had
man.
like a forest. The kid found like
Oh, the
his
fort.
dead.
Yeah, it's not gonna work. You understand, Brandon? Like,
I mean, the only, yeah, there's no, unless you go to like their home planet and you have like
well, they did that.
some,
Predators. Wasn't it their home planet?
and yeah, or
It was
they,
a
it was
planet,
attacked.
right?
Yeah, there's not much, unless you make the predator smaller. I mean, there's not, I don't know how you, when you start making these guys, the predator like 8 feet tall and the dog's predator is like the size bigger than humans. I mean, it's got to be like,
Here's
I
what
don't
I
know what you
think
throw at it.
the problem that kind of get when I just think about this now, I haven't given this much thought, but on a whim, I would say one of the things the first Predator movie did was it took its time to reveal the monster. You had this other conflict, a jungle conflict, special forces, this like hot spot. They had to go to the jungle, they had to got this village is destroyed. You think these are rebels or something, that you need this kind of like internal conflict, this pressure pop already occurring. And then out of that, you realize, oh, there's also an alien in the mix, So you almost need like a Fallujah battle, or even if it's in the future, if it's like slightly in the future, like 20 years in the future or 50 years in the future, or if you go to, I mean, I don't want to see Predator versus Nazis, like that wouldn't be very good at all.
No, or like, well, you're saying like predators in the future versus like us with mech suit type stuff, or what?
Like the Space Marine stuff from the Dark Horse comics, like,
Or Batman versus Predator.
well, look, I'm all for Alfred taking a bat to a predator. We've seen this, so that's so I don't know. I don't know what the answer is to that question. I don't
I,
th Go ahead.
with the last, that pred the Robert Rodriguez one, I did kind of like that they had different people from different cultural type backgrounds, where you have the Yakuza type guy and the prison inmate and the soldier.
If I
I
yeah,
mean,
but if I had to think about it now, like, so if you had something like The Raid set in like a city, like a Kowloon, like a Blade Runner kind of city, and there's this ultra violent like corporate gang violence or something going on, there's a cop in the mix. I mean, similar to Predator 2, or something where there's some this it's raining all the time, and there's something where the predator could hide and stalk. You need that kind of like thing, but then would it just feel like a remake of the first or the second movie? I mean, like, I don't. So what they I could see the problem here. Like, how do you tackle this? And in this case, like, well, I'll make a predator that hunts predators. Like, well, I guess that is one way to do it. That is
But
one way to do it.
I mean, do the humans team up with the regular predator to fight the ultra predator, or they just let each other kill each other? It's like, I don't know. I don't care. Either way, I'm not going to spend my money to go see it. So I don't know how many, I mean, there'll be people that will, but I don't see it being a success where they'll make a series out of this. Do you?
Brandon, in this day and age, anything's possible. I didn't think we'd get two Ant-Man movies before a Batman film. We
Is
had like
true.
three Avengers films, two Ant-Mans, a Black Panther, a Doctor Strange, three Captain America movies. Oh, yeah, before
Speaking
or two Captain.
of
Go ahead.
No, I was saying, speaking of Marvel stuff, can we go on to the next topic? Because yeah, I'm over the Predator. I'm over it. Captain Marvel, Entertainment Weekly, just put out a whole bunch of images out this week, showing off Skrulls, showing off Captain Marvel for the MCU,
there's
all kind of good stuff.
Shazam?
Captain Marvel, the Marvel character, not Captain Marvel, the Shazam character. For those that don't know, there are two Captain Marvels.
I do get that mixed up.
There's Captain Marvel in the DC universe who gets his power from Shazam, who's a wizard, and he has to say Shazam to transform into Captain Marvel. And then there's Captain Marvel from the MCU, who is half Kree, and that's how she has her powers.
Right. Okay.
So we're speaking of the female one, played by what's her name? Brie Larson.
Thank you.
I almost said Lee
Larson.
So Barson.
Glad people come here for your info.
Brie Larson.
Lee Larson. Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Big clap for Lee Larson.
Played by Brandon. That's played by. So.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. They're pictures. Yay. I don't know, man. I don't care about the Entertainment Weekly exposés, you know? The only magazines I get into when it comes to movies are screenwriting, like Backstory Magazine, which is a digital, and CineFX. Those two I really enjoy, which covers the visual effects. So I recently got the Infinity War CineFX, so that's one of the few magazines where the digital version's probably even better than the physical one, because they'll actually have like visual effect shots where it's, you know, the green screen, and then you can swipe it and it goes over to, you know, animatics and goes over to basic 3D and then to basic lighting and then to final composites and stuff. So that's pretty good.
So right.
Visual stacks out that much I enjoy, but I don't. I mean, I saw the photos. Hey, they look cool. They look fun, but I mean, I'll get more excited about a trailer, you know?
Yeah, a couple things. One, Psychotech said there's three of them. Yeah, I wasn't counting the male version of Captain Marvel for the Marvel Universe, if that's the one you're talking about. I was just talking about the female version, because they're not going to probably use the guy version. They might show him as like a recap or hands down his reign to, or I don't know. But I think it looks great just from images. I like that we get to see the actual Skrull, and it's not the Chitauri. You know, it's the actual Skrull, you know, green, ruffled chins, pointy ears, you know, because that could, you know, maybe something to do with the Secret Invasion, which was in the comic books where the Skrulls infiltrated different Marvel characters and then, you know, revealed to be them. So that's pretty cool.
Secret of Agent?
Secret Invasion.
Oh, okay. You kind of,
you know, it's hard for me to talk this week, you know, throat, phlegm, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool, though,
just
to see. Just this week.
Okay.
We'll see. It's cool to see Ronan the Accuser again. I really liked him in Guardians of the Galaxy, and I want to see more of him being a evil villain type, so that's pretty cool. I just think it looks good. You know, just the costumes look great, just like a normal Marvel movie would, and I think it's going to turn out good. This is the one, this is directed by the husband and wife you were telling me about, right? This is the two directors?
I believe so, yeah. That's what Collider told me. I'm unfamiliar with their names
from the picture. Yeah, I don't know their names, but from the picture,
when it comes to Marvel characters, Brandon, if they didn't appear in a Capcom fighting game before the year 2002, I'm not strong as I read indie comics as a kid, you know, like I mostly read Turtles and Spawn and Bone and Savage Dragon and Strangers in Paradise and the Max, you know. I bought X-Men comics because Jim Lee drew them, and then Joe Madd, and then some Chris Pachalo, and then I stopped caring. So I don't really know who Captain Marvel is.
Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck, it says. They're the director, so I assume that's the married couple. Sure. It looks like it in the picture. They're standing next to each other. Yeah, but I mean, it looks cool. It's cool that Marvel's finally getting like a, you know, female standalone movie. Hopefully Black Widow will finally get one that's a little darker and a little more gritty and show some of her past stuff. That'd be cool. So I like the look of it so far, and I'm hoping a trailer comes out soon. I mean, if you had to guess, when would you think a trailer would come out after this? I mean, cause the movie comes out
by November.
By November.
Because it comes out like in February.
Yeah. February, March, something like that.
So we're going to get one in the next 30 to 60 days. Could be Monday for all I know. Yeah.
Right. We say that, and then tomorrow, just like, oh, there's. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be cool. That's all I got for that. If you want to move to another topic.
Oh, it's a fascinating topic, man. I'm so glad you brought that up. That added so much. Yay. Go ahead.
It's in the week. Mm. All right. So we all know that DC movies are all over the place, right? They're universe. They're doing it.
Well, you mean in terms of quantity or what the fuck they're doing?
Both.
Well, we don't have that many DC movies, buddy.
It's a clusterfuck with them.
That's true.
It's you don't know what you're getting. You know, 1 week they're saying they're doing a dark Justice League. Next, they're doing, you know, Birds of Prey. And, you know, Joker movies started to get made. It's in production already with Joaquin Phoenix, where it's an origin story, but it's not the same Joker as Jared Leto Joker from Suicide Squad.
That's so, the you know, tattoo
it's
you
part
got.
Of the it's part of the dark universe, dark DC or whatever, with the black label.
The dark universe. Wasn't that the Mummy movie?
No, but that's what they're calling it, like DC Dark as part of that movie world. It's DC Dark. I believe it's DC Dark or DC Black. It's one of the two I saw.
They're calling it DC Black.
DC Dark. It's
politically
something
politically charged like, climate. I seriously
yeah, not like that, but But this gets me to my question that I wanted to ask you, and I was thinking about it. Could you see Marvel doing multiverse / Elseworld type movies, or do you think that would confuse too many moviegoers? Like it's going to be doing with DC.
No, they already have a character called Doctor Strange that goes to different dimensions. He already said in the Infinity War, I've seen 14.5 million different versions of this.
Well, they saw the outcome.
Yeah, so yeah, you could just put a cameo of one of those other versions in a Doctor Strange movie, and then go do a movie about that other thing. So no.
So you think that wouldn't be a problem just to do
that? No, because they properly set up a universe in which all this shit can fucking occur. Like, DC, how do I say this? The average movie-going person thinks that the DC and the Marvel characters exist in the same universe, Brandon. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
They think Batman is on the same team as Spider-Man and Captain America. You ever see that tattoo someone got that says Marvel? And inside each letter is like Superman and then Hulk. Like someone got this tattoo. One of them's Batman and then Spider-Man. Like, you know, so will people know that this is a different Joker than I? No. Does it really matter? Probably not. You know, I want people to know Brandon picks these topics, so I'm forced to talk about this shit.
Yes.
I'd rather not, but Brandon assures me he wants to talk about it. And then when we're on the stream, people ask me about this fucking nonsense. So, and I don't like forming an opinion while I'm drawing. So I'll form an opinion here and then just regurgitate this fucking opinion.
Yes. And I also like to give Rob the topic 5 minutes before we go.
Well, it's better. I don't get, cause I'll get mad, you know, I have to talk about this stuff. So, if they want to spend the next 10 years wasting their fucking time, then they can. You know, like, I'll just walk away like I did Star Wars until they make, you know, like a Rogue One or something that I can really get into, you know? Mm-hmm. So maybe that's with Shazam. I don't know. Maybe they make a Batman movie I really want to see. I don't know. But I swear, man, if they make a new Batman movie, look, when I was a kid, I grew up, Star Wars was my jam when I was a kid. Star Wars and Ghostbusters, my two favorite things. Mm-hmm. And then there was this period in the mid-80s, which it kind of all went away. And then Batman came out. The first movie, you know, and right before that, The Dark Knight Returns, which I had seen and fell in love with. That just was amazing to me. And the Batman movie. And so that Batman movie came out when I was 10. And that was like me going to see Star Wars when I was a kid. Like, it was like nothing existed before or anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it was, and you couldn't go anywhere where there wasn't Batmania. That's what they were calling it. Like, people were shaving bat signals into their heads, bro. Do you understand? Like,
oh yeah. I mean, I loved it. I was very young. I think I was 5 when it was in theater. So I mean, but I was decked out. You know, I still just the other day I found my Batman trading cards from Batman 89. I still have a whole set of like 200
scenes on those cards. There's scenes in there that aren't in the movie.
Yeah, I got tons of them. I mean, I loved it.
So when I see that there's no Batman movie coming out, I kind of don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, hey, I thought the Shazam trailer was fun. I'm not, can't wait for it. When it arrives, you know, we'll go see it, you know, but whatever.
Yeah.
Aquaman, I guess. I mean, we'll see. If the reviews are well, we'll go watch that. I'm not gonna spend $16.50 a ticket on it, but all right. A Joker movie? That shit is Netflix material, bro.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, like, hey, if you were doing a Joker miniseries that's in Elseworlds on DC Direct, explain this one to me. How is The Joker a fucking film and Doom Patrol is a direct-to-video series on DC Direct? Explain that one to me.
Right.
A guy who's literally a robot and all that other weird. I mean, they're gonna have to do with the Scissorheads, with the moths and shit. I read some Doom Patrol, folks. I did read. That was one I got on accident. So when I was in sophomore year, my sophomore year in high school, was my depressing years. Everyone goes through that dark gothy period of their teenage years. So that was mine, and just coincidentally speaking, that was the year they killed Superman. Like it's 92 to like 94. Between 92 to 95 was my little dark period. They killed Superman. I was reading Spawn, and then the Crow movie came out, and I was listening to, all the crazy grunge soundtracks and shit. And so it was my little moody years. And a buddy of mine just gave me a stack of a box of shitty comics and. I mean, I don't mean shitty comics, they were in shitty condition. So he just gave me a bunch of used, broken up comics. And then there was the Doom Patrol series that Grant Morrison wrote. And I was like, I had nothing else to do other than work in my house and take care of it. So I read that listening to Stone Temple Pilots, and Vangelis albums and just being like, this is a dark universe. I'm so dark. I'm so dark. I want to fight Jack the Ripper in an alternate dimension where he's got scissor hands. I don't know what the fuck was going on in that comic. But that is a Swamp Thing and the Doom Patrol are going to be direct to video. When I say direct to video, you know what I mean? Like direct to download, whatever.
Right, Netflix,
Netflix style
Amazon,
shows.
DC's universe
And a
type stuff.
Joker crime thing is going to be a film. What world do we live in, man,
All
with this
right.
company?
You know, we've said this before, but give Matt Reeves, let's just say something small, and
Who's
I don't
Matt
remember numbers
Reeves?
that
You got to
well.
explain to people. They don't know what you're talking
Matt
about.
Reeves, sorry, the director of the upcoming Batman movie,
Writer,
okay?
director.
Writer, director. Give him, let's just say 40 million. I know that's very low budget, okay? 40 million. And do like you've said this to me before. Put Batman in Arkham Asylum, do it for low budget, have it like the Raid style where he just fights his way out or he has to get someone out or let's say Commissioner Gordon's stuck in there by the Joker and he's got to fight his way through Arkham Asylum and fight his way out. Make it low budget, gritty. That's Batman down to earth, fighting, being smart. Just like the video games, none of this him fighting aliens, but just grounded in the streets, doing the detective work. Make it simple. I mean, I know it's simple as that, but that's all we need. I just don't, and you've said it, and we've
We
said it
live
on
in
the
a
cast.
world where there's now two seasons of an Iron Fist TV show, and we don't have Batman anything. We have a Gotham show where it's all villains and no Batman, and now another movie where it's villains and no Batman.
Hey, I heard the action's a little better this year on Iron Fist too.
Man,
Can't be any worse.
I gotta tell you, Brandon. Here, this is what happens. I just head against the table for like a fucking hour. Like what is wrong with Time Warner, man? As a fan, as purely as a fan, I just they have to me like out of the big two, DC's the only one that I currently would buy a comic from because they got Greg Capullo. Sorry, folks, I'm old school. I'm from the 90s, so that's where I go.
Right.
whoever has Greg Capullo wins. Jim Lee too. But I mean, seriously, that's where I gravitate toward, but they got Pete Woods, they got a bunch of fucking artists. I don't know all their names, but when I look at DC stuff, at least they look like comics to me. The Marvel stuff always looked like promo art from the Marvel movies, having worked with them. You ever go to Target and wonder why you can't get a Marvel shirt with modern Marvel books on there?
Right.
Because the art is too realistic. I cannot stress this enough, folks. It's too realistic, it's not iconic enough. I know, like that stupid Comics Gate thing we got into last fucking week, which made me laugh. I wasn't as horrible as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Because fuck those guys. But I do want to say the stylings of the Marvel comics just don't look fun. So like, When I say fun, I mean just it's just not iconic, and people can complain all they want. Ooh, the 90s suck. I'm like, I can put it on a shirt today. It will sell. Just went to Target. It's all over there. I got McFarlane Spider-Man and Jim Lee's X-Men are the two number one selling Marvel shirts right now at Target. How's that possible?
Right.
They both don't even work for Marvel. Jim Lee runs DC. McFarlane is writing and directing his own movie. And there you got the highest selling Marvel shirts. It's crazy. So I don't know, man. I'm just not excited as a fan for any of this stuff. I am looking forward to see what they do with Swamp Thing.
Yes.
Because that Capullo's drawn some Swamp Thing. Can't wait. So I think, but then I then you know they then they make the show and it looks. You never know, right? It could not look very good.
It could be
So
super bright, super colorful, and doesn't have
wouldn't that
that
be great?
gritty, cool feel to
Wouldn't it be great if it was
it.
like puppets? No, if it was like Swamp Thing, but it was all as pu I would watch that. Like if it was like Dark
I would.
Crystal,
I
but
would. I would. Not just say, I mean, why not, right? Why not go total nuts with it?
I've been thinking about Batman for like a bit because every now and then I'm like, if I could, if I had to pitch it, every now and then I like to do those little exercises. I used to tell you I do when I'm stuck doing work, right? So I did this one the other day where I'm like, if I had to pitch a Batman story right now to an editor, how could I get something approved to go?
Let's hear it, everybody. Sketch
Huh?
crafts,
Batman
pitch.
Royale. It's like Battle Royale or Fortnite, but where all these villains are put on Arkham Island and Bruce Wayne has to basically get sent there as a prisoner and then he has to like take over the island, him versus 100 other villains. Like, done. See? Culturally irrelevant, it'll work, And he ends up getting them all on his side, you know what I mean? Like, and they have to take down the people running the island. Yeah.
You
There.
know, you say that, and I don't know why you don't just keep that in your pocket and go pitch that to like your comic book friends.
I
You
thought
have
about it, but
friends.
I'm afraid at this point I'm just gonna in like I know Eric Esquivel and a few people, but I'm like, I'm just insulting these people when I try to give them my idea. Like, and I'm like, it's
I'm
not
just
my
saying that's a good one right there. And if I wouldn't have said that on cast,
No,
that's a clever,
don't
funny
worry. Only
idea.
us and 50 other people. And 25 of them are Hector just rewatching this for fun.
Thank you,
So,
Hector.
super fan Hector in the box.
Yes,
Armando's probably got 10 of them.
we got some good ones in here. We got James, GSR, Hector, Armando, Psychotex joining as
Oh,
usual.
Psycho's
So,
back. Awesome.
you got some good people in here. But
So,
that's a good idea. I
I
like
guess,
that. You know, he's king of the hill on the island, you know.
It would
So
have to be Bruce Wayne getting sent there, not Batman. You understand?
they don't know that he's Batman. They just think it's Bruce Wayne, the rich boy.
Or maybe he gets, hey, we got a place where we hunt villains for money. You want in, like the secret card, and then he goes there because all the villains have been disappeared. Like crime is, and he and they got fake villains at Arkham. They're people like pretending to be the real, but he knows they're not the real villains. So like, there's different Brandon. This way, I thought about this for about 3 hours, and I'm like, okay, that's enough brain power to that. I gotta go write my own shit.
That's a good idea. So I'm just
I
gonna, as
guess.
soon as I get out this cast, I'm gonna hit up some few people in the industry. So if you don't hear
like
from
the
me for
time
a
I
couple
pitched a black
months,
Spider-Man and got told by
correct.
I'm gonna be their opening day for this Spider-Verse movie, man. Just so happy,
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. I'm thinking about just printing my shitty little sketch on a t-shirt so I can just wear that shitty little
Yes.
sketch.
Yes. Make sure you get the date stamped on it too. You should just screenshot the one you have on DeviantArt with the actual date.
I'll just put it real sh like just horizontal across my chest, and I'll put Sketchcraft at the top, and underneath the art I'll put did it.
Did
Right? Sketchcraft did
it.
it, right? You're like, what
Yes.
is that? I don't understand. It's Miles Morales. Speaking of Spider-Man, let's go to Spider-Man 4 just came out. Right? Let's wrap this up with some
Correct.
Spider-Man 4. You gonna go buy it?
I don't have a PlayStation 4, and I'm too broke to
Ah!
afford it.
Hold on. Ah, it's hilarious. Oh, Brandon I'm sorry, you don't have a PlayStation. Oh, sucks to be you.
Yes.
It's really kind of sad, that you don't have what we all got one. You don't got one because you chose poorly. You suck.
Am an Xbox One person.
Well,
So I will not be playing the new Spider-Man on PS4 anytime
What would
soon.
it take for you to convert from the next Xbox platform to a PlayStation 5? Like when the next round of systems come out, will you be going Xbox?
Yes.
You're just sticking with it.
I just like Xbox. I like everything about it. I've had PlayStation before.
What about it? I want to know. What is everything about it?
I don't know. It's just the
interface,
the controllers, the online stuff when I'm playing people. Most friends that I play with have Xbox. I'm not saying it's a better system. I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying you're saying it either. I'm saying everything about it. I don't know what that means.
I just like it. I just like it. I mean, it's like trying to defend why you date somebody. You know, you're like, I love these things about the person, but it's just a feeling that this is the person. Xbox is my boo. It's my bae. It's my thing. It's my jam. I've always liked Xbox. Now, would I like to own a PS4? Sure. When Sketchcraft gets big and lucrative, you guys can buy me a PlayStation 5. You know. But no, I mean, I would like the Spider-Man limited edition pro bundle with the cool white logo on it and the controller with the white.
See, this is where I differ on this part. I'm staying the hell away from all that stuff. Spider-Man 4 is going to be, this new Spider-Man game is going to be a success. So, Spider-Man 4, it's funny. So, the new Spider-Man game is obviously going to do well. So, I'm going to need to wait for the year-end edition because I know it's coming. It's financial. If it was struggling, I'd go out there and support it. But I just bought Dragon Quest XI, and I have 100 hours of Dragon Quest to play, buddy. And I cannot be happier. So, I did see a shader. So they got these different costumes in the game that you can get or collect or whatever.
Right.
There's two of them. So there's two of them that blew me away. One is the Ben Reilly costume.
Yes. Right?
Did they consider that the Ben Reilly or the one where he's got the logo all over him? Is it Ben Reilly?
It's Ben Reilly. No, it's Ben Reilly because he's got the spray painted logo on his chest.
The Ben Reilly one that I'm talking about is where he has the sweats for the top with the logos like diagonal and he's got the all red.
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty awesome.
The texturing on it is crazy. Looks beautiful.
When I say I didn't read Marvel comics, I didn't. But when I saw that costume in Wizard magazine, I was like, oh, I like that. That's like a costume I could make, you know? And we did. Oh, yeah. Everyone made it, right? We all made it for Halloween, you know, and everything. So my buddy wore that, and I wore the crow that year. But so I thought that was awesome. And then they had an animated spider costume where he looks like a 60s animation cartoon. Have you seen this one?
Mm-mm. I'll look at it right now.
So let me see if I can bring it up really quickly. Spider-Man
and PS4 costumes.
Spider-Man, see.
Okay, yeah, I see it. Looks like the 60s. I see it.
Let me see. What did you type in to get it?
I typed in Spider-Man PS4 costumes.
Okay, PS4 costume. Oh, shit. Costume. All right, I'm going to bring this up on the stream here really quick so we can all... So, this is the Ben Reilly one I was talking about. That's pretty awesome. Like, that looks like it was right out of a Marvel... Why isn't that in the fucking movie? Dad, that looks so good. All right,
you know, and I like...
They got on that too?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was a big fan of the fact that in that last Spider-Man Homecoming movie, at least they had a look of this, you know what I mean? With the blue hoodie over the red. So it was cool to just have that homage to it or whatever you want to call it, but it was cool, you know, to see it. But right there's the one I saw, all Spider-Man suits up a little high. It's got all of them, but
yeah. This is the animated one right here. This is actually from the game. Like it looks like this in game. It's pretty wild. So the cell shading is pretty good on that. Very impressive. Very impressive.
There's a cool mode that I saw that about a lot of people are posting about. It's a picture mode or whatever, where you can take pictures.
Wait for the kid to catch up. So scene where he's all perched on the top, but he's wearing the Reilly suit. That's fucking dope. So I'll definitely be getting this game down the way, but I'm in the middle of playing Dragon Quest. So.
Yeah, I'll watch others play it.
Yeah, you won't be getting jack shit.
So. No, I'll be paying medical bills for the next 20 years.
Yay, you know, man, that sounds like a plan for the country.
It's okay. We got we'll put them on all three credit cards and space it out in payment plans, so I'll be okay.
For the in between your student loan repayments?
Yes, yes. Hmm. It's funny, you know, years and years ago, I played the Sunset Overdrive, and I was telling, you know, my wife, I was like, this is Spider-Man right here. I was like, the way he moves and jumps and turns, I'm like, these guys need to make a Spider-Man game. And then, you know, fast forward, you're like, hey, those guys at Insomniac, they're making a Spider-Man game. And I was like, holy shit. I was so happy. And then it was like, oh, yeah, by the way, Sony owns Spider-Man, so it's only going to be on PlayStation. And I go, oh, yeah, fuck me.
Well, that when sucks. I get a PS5, you can have my old PS4 if it isn't already broke. How about that?
Yeah, sounds good.
So that's how it works.
Sold. I'll take your hand-me-downs.
Is there anything else, Brandon?
Did we get no, everything? That's it.
Then we got everything. What's this? We're not doing that cross, but we can delete that.
No.
So, oh, I want to end it with this one thing, because I can't fucking believe I got to do this. So, I'm working on a project with the game studio, my second game. So, Spyro led me to another game, and I'm like, now I'm in the thick of it. And I like working with these guys, so I'm super happy. But I got a project today they handed off to me. I can't say the specifics, but their file requirements require me to use a feature that, guess what, is only available
in on the new Photoshop.
Yeah. Yes, I'm like, no. So I'm like,
hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Bitch, you feel kind of stupid, huh, Rob? Bitch, you feel kind of like you just think you could just get around everything, huh? You could just break all the rules, but you didn't. They don't apply to you, but they do.
Photoshop CC is such a Morty.
Yeah, PhotoshopCC.com. You're fucked.com. Yeah. So I immediately go on and look at the stupid pricing. Now, this is how shady Adobe is, right? This is how I know that they know they're fucking shady. So when you type in, you know, you go to the link to get it. The first thing they show you is single program subscription, $239 for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second option is photography package, $119.88.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like $120 cheaper. And then the third option is get every program for $500 or $300 a month or some shit like that. Now I'm looking at that, I'm like, well, how is it one program is $239? What's the photography? So I go into the specifics. The photography option includes Photoshop. So I'm like, well, how is it? So you get Photoshop plus Lightroom and 20 gigs of online space for $119. But for one program, it's $239, but then you look at it like, no, what it is one program and 100 gigs of cloud storage is $239. So what I'm trying to say, Brandon, is they're targeting artists, trying to trick them into buying more than they need. So the first thing makes it look like, as an artist, you know, as an artist, you just want Photoshop. So you see single program. Okay, I'm going to get, and they make it real big. And then the second one, they say photography package. Why do they call it photography package if it's Photoshop? You know why?
Why?
Because they want you as an artist to think, that's not for me. I'm not a photographer. I'm an artist. But it's the $9.99 a month plan.
Yeah.
So then I go, well, let me see the full plan. So the full plans, when you click on full plan, it then explains it clearly where it goes, you know, the photography plans, this and that. So then it goes, okay, you can pay monthly. So that's mistake one, where I'm like, okay, Adobe's definitely trying to trick artists into spending $239 versus $119 for no reason. So then when you go into the plan, it goes, do you want to pay monthly or yearly? I'm like, what's monthly? $9.99. What's yearly? $119.99.88. I'm like, that's $9.99 times 12. Like that. Well, you know, but you don't have to pay $10. You don't. It's $10 a month. I'm like, yeah, but it's the same fucking thing. Like, if you're gonna give them all your money up front, generally there's like a bonus for spending that kind of money. But there's no bonus for spending that kind of money. Just like, what's the incentive?
We pay monthly.
But what's the incentive to paying $119 up front for 12 months if there's no? Do you understand, Brandon? I don't. Oh,
yeah. There's no savings. You know, you think like, yeah, most companies do that where, you know, if you pay for the 6 months or the 12 months, you get like $10 off or $20 off.
I don't
or
know.
Whatever it is.
Free brushes, foot rub.
No. It's just it doesn't come out of your bills every month type of thing.
So
or
I got to go get
if
that.
If you die, we get your money.
Shit. Because I got to work in games. No, what they need is they need that thing where you can, it's a smart object layer. And those in a smart object layer is where all the art that's in there is actually can be separated and linked to separate files. In CC, you can link that art to a separate file. So if I just update the files, it'll update that layer in CC. Prior to that, you could have a smart object layer where it embeds everything, but that's about the end of it. So now I'm going to be forced to use two versions of Photoshop because the CC is going to fucking drive me nuts, So, but this will be fun. I'll keep you all posted on my hateness for this plan. The things I
Yes.
do to work in games. So, you enjoying it, Brandon?
I'm loving it.
Yeah, thought I'd give that to you. Thought I'd give you the little tears of joy as the music starts. There's the music.
Quick shout out to Psycho Tech Hector Vireo. I don't know how to pronounce it. Vireo. James and anybody else who joined us on the chat that I did not see. Well, usually it's Hector and Armando going at it back and forth about a bunch of nonsense. And that's about it. You can catch me on Twitch at Mega Potato Show and Instagram Mega Potato Show. I need more Twitch followers, please. Ha!
Good luck. What do you playing on Twitch right now?
I am playing Modern Warfare 2, baby. They got it backwards compatible. And occasionally I'll play some Fortnite, Madden, and that's about it. Call of Duty, Rainbow Six Siege.
Those games where you run around shooting people?
Yes, yes, yes,
Madden?
yes.
Holy
Yes.
shit. I don't know, Brandon. I can't get behind those games. You ever play the that was it the heist? Was that game? Payday?
Payday, yep. Payday and Payday 2, yep. If they ever remake that or do it, HD, a newer version, new one, maybe Payday 3, I'll be all over it. Hey, Stick Nation just joined us, but he's leaving. We're leaving, Stick.
We're leaving.
Sorry. We're out.
Sucks for you.
You can catch
Haha.
us at all kind of different spots, and if you want to go on shopsketchcraft.com, you can.
Not much there, but you can go
Not
there.
much there. You can go there.
Just like and comment below, everybody. If you're on the iTunes, please give me a rating. It helps. All right, everybody, we're gonna head out of here. I gotta go. It's weekend time. I gotta go drink a Moscow Mule. Go play some Rainbow Six Siege and get back to work. All right, guys, bye. So goodbye, Brandon.
Bye-bye!
Sketchcraft.com.
Sketchcraft.com.
Mega Potatoes got one arm.com.